Greetings. I'd like to start by thanking you for attention to this topic, giving me this chance. Unfortunately, my country, Sudan, is going through all these deeply saddening situations caused by the terrorists, Islamist extremists, and their supporting militias, known as Janjaweed. And on this note, I'd like to thank the Polish representative at the United Nations Security Council, who stands firmly facing these atrocities and supporting the Sudanese people who are being killed, tortured, and terrorized by these Islamist extremists. There are links between Poland and Sudan. I remember when the UNESCO issued this call to save the monuments at the Nuba area, where the Russians and the Egyptians building the high dam, causing a huge 500 kilometers lake, and was going to drown all the area and its monuments. The Polish professor, Michowski, came to Sudan to a digging site and discovered a very old buried church, and inside it were several historic high-value paintings and drawings, and with such precision and professionalism, the paintings were extracted from the church walls. Even the paintings that were piled on top of other paintings and essentially stuck. And the result was, for example, the oldest painting in the world history, the birth of Jesus Christ. A large number of these paintings is in the National Museum in Sudan, and also an equal number is in the museum in Warsaw. This large Christian treasure had its echo in the world, and in the not so distant past, it said that the Polish Vatican Pope kissed the land ground of Poland, and also on his visit to Sudan, he kissed the land and ground of Sudan. Stanislavski is considered as the founding pillar to the drama students in Sudan. In my humble opinion, besides the deep music of Chopin, his will to move his heart from France and to be buried in Poland shows much of love and holiness to this land. As for Crystallism, when Kandinsky declared that the touching and contact between the edge of the circle and the triangle represents a higher and more powerful artistic meaning than the Michelangelo's creation of Adam. The touching between God's hand and Adam's. That day was a declaration giving birth to a new era of art. And for me, I love and favor transparency as a principle in art. This love and holiness is a huge source of inspiration. I am enchanted and fascinated by water and glass. I thank you all and apologize for elongation.